Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating this report on Ina Ram, date of birth 1/22/1959, date of procedure July 17, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. You are referring physician Dr. Syra Khan. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is FOBT positive stools, comma, family history of colon cancer. And description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, oral stains, patient is brought to anesthesia, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitoring anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gastric globe was introduced into esophagus and advanced under aggression to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Patient was in turnaround in left lateral position as digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced under aggression to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orifice, the cecal valve, confluence of the folds, period. The terminal lane was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, and retroflexure was obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bob Prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, sound a good prep. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unmarked. Next time. The Z-line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from the pipe block with evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and pathology. Next line. There was a 1-2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. There was patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was a diminutive gastric cardia polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive gastric body polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained in D2 for celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, terminal ileum, common last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line. Boston Bob Prep scores graded as 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, there was an approximately 8-millimeter rectal sessile polyp from cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10-millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp from cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10-millimeter descending colon sessile polyp from cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 rectosigmoid sessile polyps that were diminutive removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was 1 rectosigmoid sessile, approximately 8-millimeter polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids and around retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, pending polypathology in the stomach, we'll recommend repeat endoscopy. Next line, recommend PPI daily for 8 weeks. Then recommend PPI daily for 8 weeks. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow up in office previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, given FOBT positive stools. And if patient is iron deficient, if patient has iron deficiency anemia, would recommend PillCam for further evaluation.